This is One More Round with Chad Hasty, a podcast that covers politics, sports, cigars, and whatever else may be on our minds. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on 790 KFYO or online at KFYO.com. And be sure to follow Chad on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Now, here's Chad.
Thank you for tuning in to One More Round. I'm Chad Hasty. Earlier today, State Senator Wendy Davis hitting the campaign trail, laying out part of her education plan. This according to the Houston Chronicle. Fort Worth Democrat did not have a price tag for her plan. Well, of course not. Why would you let something pesky like money come into play on this? But she did not intend to propose a tax increase if elected. Quote, "I do believe that education must be the number one priority that we address as a state," said Davis, who had a roundtable discussion with administrators and educators at the University of Texas at Arlington. Quote, "I, of course, am a living example of education providing..." Wendy Davis is a living example of just about everything. Have you noticed that? She went on to say, "I'm a living example of everything, an example of education providing an opportunity for a person who is able to achieve something in her life that would not have been possible absent that," said Davis, who often talks about her journey from difficult times to graduating from Harvard Law School. Attorney General Greg Abbott, the Republican who expected to get his party's nomination for governor, also has emphasized the importance of education. He's held roundtables across the state, but he's not laid out proposals in detail. His spokesman, Matt Hirsch, accused Davis of fuzzy math. Wendy Davis's proposal, now get ready for this, includes guaranteeing that high school juniors in the top 20% of their class who commit to a teaching career would be guaranteed early acceptance to college. Now, there are some universities out there that, quite frankly, they're running out of space. Hello, University of Texas at Austin. Where are they going to put these people? Now, you've got Wendy Davis who is saying, hey, you're going to be guaranteed, you're going to be guaranteed that you're going to get into the college of your choice, including the University of Texas, and the University of Texas does not have anywhere to put these people. Texas A&M, along with a host of other schools, I would assume Texas Tech as well, the students also would be guaranteed, you ready for this? The students would be guaranteed a job teaching in a Texas school when they have finished and become certified. That's great. That's all we need to do is guarantee that people will have jobs once they graduate. That's a bad idea. Why? Because you have a lot of teachers now who are in schools that don't know how to teach. You have got bad teachers out there. Now, Wendy Davis, she went on to say that among other points, she wants to enhance the state's main financial assistance program for teachers, prospective teachers. In addition, she wants to raise teachers' salaries, which she says are about $7,000 to $8,000 below the national average. Okay, look, I've got no problem with paying teachers more. Teachers do need to be paid more. Teachers are invaluable. They need to make more money. But here's my problem with paying some teachers more. You never get to pick and choose which teachers to pay more. That never happens. Instead, it's across-the-board pay raises, which really don't help out anybody. I mean, yeah, the teachers make a little bit more money, but the really good teacher, they get the same raise as the really bad teacher. It's hard enough to fire somebody who works for a school district. We need to get rid of bad teachers. You want to go through and you want to make education better in the state of Texas, Wendy? How about this? Go ahead and go along with your Democrats, your other Democrats, and get them to say it's okay to fire bad teachers. Teachers who can't get the job done. Teachers who are only in that position until they get married. They don't care about the kids. And then they leave. Unfortunately, and people have to admit this, there are teachers out there who are like that. Now, if you're a teacher who's been teaching for about 15, 20 years, I'm probably not talking about you. I'm talking about, well, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Later on in the story, Abbott spokesman Matt Hirsch responded, according to the story, in an email, "Senator Wendy Davis's proposals are more fuzzy math, a plan that will increase spending and impose more mandates on Texas universities without explaining how to pay for it." This is just like the Democrats. They want to come up with all these great ideas. We're seeing this here in Lubbock with Imagine Lubbock Together. We're seeing this all over the place, really, with Democrats. Hey, let's come up with all these great ideas. And then later on, we'll talk about how we're going to pay for it. No, we need to talk about that up front, because if we can't afford it, well, then it probably won't get done. If you're going to impose more mandates, I'm telling you right now, there are going to be folks at the University of Texas that do not like Wendy Davis's plan. According to CNN, now this is quite a story, Al-Qaeda controls more territory now than it ever has in the Middle East. Yeah, that according to CNN. Remember Al-Qaeda? Terrorist group out there. President Obama said they were on the run, that we've basically dismantled Al-Qaeda. Yeah, apparently they're back. And they control now more territory than ever. The White House and John Kerry, they've already said that they're not going to send U.S. troops to Iraq because Al-Qaeda fighters have taken over Fallujah. You remember Fallujah? Well, Al-Qaeda now has control of Fallujah. And U.S. troops will not be sent in. And the U.S. is really not going to do anything to help out the Iraqis there. Isn't that nice to know? Now, it's Thursday night, which if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, you know exactly what that means. I'm going to be smoking a cigar. Now, I hang out at the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge here in Lubbock. It's a fantastic place. It's a members-only lounge, cigar lounge, for anybody who loves smoking cigars. It's a great place to go, relax, and smoke cigars. Now, I said it was a membership deal, but on Thursday nights, you can come on out and you can check out the place. It's fantastic. Go to LubbockCigarLounge.com. That's LubbockCigarLounge.com, and you can find out all about the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge. We've got pool tables. We have a lot of leather chairs, leather couches for you to hang out on. And of course, it's BYOB, which makes it even better. So come on out, enjoy a cigar at the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge. I'll be out there this evening at least by 8 o'clock and until, you know, whenever. I'll be smoking quite a few cigars that I will be looking at smoking today, including a Padron, Rocky Patel, and maybe even a cigar that my father picked up for me when he was traveling in Nicaragua. So looking forward to trying at least one or two of those sticks tonight. Follow me on Twitter at Chad HD Radio, and be sure to tune in to the Chad HD Show weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and with the Radio Pup app, you can listen to the show wherever you go. It's absolutely free to download. This has been One More Round.